You have been very much in the forefront of this holy emerging, and you have embraced it with care and always with a loving hand. You are setting a table of abundant welcome at Harvard, and to adequately picture what this table will look like, one must imagine that it will be one of inclusion, holy chaos, transformative learning, and yes, somewhat imperfect, but oh, so loving. I am reminded of a passage by the 13th century Sufi poet Rumi that another colleague of ours, Rabbi Susan Lemley, read at my installation several years ago. Rumi writes, "Something opens our wings. Something makes boredom and hurt disappear. Someone fills the cup in front of us. We taste only sacredness." Rumi's words describe the work to which you have been called, the work that those of us who serve as university chaplains throughout our country endeavor to perform. Writing some 800 years ago, Rumi captures the essence of the work, which is the spirit of religious pluralism and spiritual renewal. In the 21st century, the vocation of university chaplain is more needed and valuable than ever, but also more demanding. Firmly rooted in a particular religious tradition, the chaplain engages, encourages, and advocates for the rich multitudes of faiths, perspectives, and seekers that encompass a global campus like Harvard. Our lips taste the sacredness of which Rumi speaks as we drink from ancient wells alongside contemporary sources of nourishment. Can you see how his words spread a sacred canopy over such meaning-making work? His words help us to see how the support of something that enables a hesitant undergraduate eventually to soar, the kind of someone whose generosity makes it possible for a struggling graduate student to complete the dissertation and emerge grateful, the willing ear that finds its way to a faculty member who has hit a low point, and the hand that extends itself in welcome again and again and again. All these carry us into the realm of the sacred. Lucy, you illustrate this sacred journey so beautifully when you describe the mystic chaplain. To be present at moments both expected and unexpected, when the boundaries between the human and the divine vanish. The mystic chaplain acknowledges what others may sense, may discover, may stumble upon. She reminds others that God is accessible if we can only put ourselves in a position to receive this presence. A while back, someone coined the phrase that the chaplain is the nerve exposed to pain. We are indeed that. We cannot look away, and we wouldn't want to try. You have said, we deal with the things that reside in the territory of what is not seen, not certain. Death, fear, hopelessness, new life, radical hope, joy. Some final thoughts. There has never been any doubt that you are up for this task, and you have colleagues here and all across the country who will support you always, challenge you when needed, and remind you to take care of yourself. A brief word about that. Your husband, Tom, and your children have in many ways been embedded in your life's work. And as you continue on this road, may you tend well to one another. Take time to restore your soul, for you share it so generously. Laugh often to release joy, for you have so much to give. Cry when you must to realign your heart, for it is so big. And most importantly, pray deeply through it all, because the hand of God holds you ever so tenderly each and every day. My dear colleague, my friend, my sister, here's your charge. May you be and bring shalom. May you be and bring salam. May you be and bring shanti. May you be and bring peace to Harvard. And may those whose lives you touch then touch the world with love. I invite you forward.
Wow. It is with deep gratitude that I thank my wonderful colleagues, my colleague Jonathan Walton, the Memorial Church staff, including the magnificent musicians Ed, Carson, Tom, and the choir, and my amazing ministry colleagues here in Memorial Church and in the Harvard Chaplains. I also want to express my deepest thanks to my family. I might get a little choked up here, especially my life partner, husband, and best friend, Tom, for trusting that God is in this move to the coast that you grew up on. And I thank Sharon and Patricia and Stephanie and Luther and Usra and Jonathan and all of you who are here this day. I commit my best energy, intelligence, imagination, and love to this work, which is indeed the very best work on this planet. Thank you. Receive now the benediction. Grace, mercy, and peace from God to you. May the face of God shine on each of us. Be gracious to us and grant us such joy that what we will do within our power and sustained by God will open doors to peace on this planet that is so hungry and thirsty for all that will bring life and abundance. Thanks and glory be to God. Alleluia. Amen.